It's Friday, April the 1st, and you're tuned in to the TNAV podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Happy, happy April Fools, everybody.
We didn't fool you at the top of the show.
No, we didn't. But you know what? This week has been pretty entertaining. I don't know about you, but I woke up Monday morning, checked my feeds, and let me tell you, my timeline fucking slaps.
With what?
Oh, I guess the joke just went right over your head.
What, now? Is that your fool? Did you fool me because you're...
No! Will Smith!
Oh, yeah! I thought that was like 2 weeks ago now.
Dude, what have you been doing? Are you so busy that like... That was this week.
Bro.
Dude.
That's...
What's wrong?
Who...
Oh, you got opinions, huh?
Why did he think that was a good idea?
I don't know. For the longest time, I thought it was scripted, but apparently it wasn't.
That's it didn't look scripted. That looked like a hit.
Yeah, for sure. It's good.
Words aren't violence, okay? Violence is violence. Like, I don't know what the fuck Will Smith thought. Like, was going through his head at that. Because did you see all, like, the commentary and all, like, the replays of this shit that's been going down?
I love the memes, man.
All the memes are great.
I hate that I find it so entertaining, but it just is. And I feel kind of bad.
Did you see the part, though? Did you watch the video? Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
He was laughing.
Yeah,
at the beginning. Then looked at his wife and was like, oh, I can't laugh. That was a mistake.
Yeah, because his wife has a real, you know, hair loss condition.
You're just bald, dude. Like, it's not... Everyone was treating it like you had, like, stage 4 cancer. It's just like, okay.
A disease is a disease, man. Come on.
It's not. It's definitely not. But
what?
It's
a
not
disease
like,
is a disease. What are you talking about?
Are you saying that, like, alopecia is on the same level as, like, leukemia?
No, but it does affect people. Like, you can't be emotionless like that. Come on.
Yeah, but also, you're a comedian who's been paid to roast people in the audience. The whole reason to have a comedian at those events is to, like, bring the people who are in the limelight down a little bit.
Yeah, but not because of they have a condition that they've been struggling to go through something. Like, if you had an actual, like, disability that you struggle with on a personal level, I wouldn't rip you for it.
I don't believe that, but
no, I wouldn't. Like, if you talk to me in confidence, you're like, yeah, I'm struggling, like, I wouldn't rip you for it. Like, if I knew it was something that really bugged you, I wouldn't, like, pick at you for it. Like, I pick on you for shit that I know you can take, but, like, yeah. If it's serious shit that bugs you, I'm not gonna, like, I've never done that to you.
Even if that's the case, yeah. Right? And even if I'm, if you were in a situation, say I did have a disability,
yeah.
And I went to, like, a comedy show,
yeah.
Right? And some guy made fun of me for, like, you went to the comedy show with the knowledge and the risk of, like, that shit happening. And he was making fun of everybody in the audience. Someone else had already made a...
Yeah, for sure.
Made an open relationship joke about their relationship beforehand. But it was a woman. You think Will Smith should have went up and slapped that person?
No.
Okay, then...
No, but I don't know. I think, like that's something that they've together been openly talked about, right? Like, this is not something that she has been, like... admitted to the world and been like, yeah, whatever, it's okay, I'm okay with it. Like, it's something she's struggling with.
From everything I've heard, that's what she has come out with, like, yeah, I shaved my head on purpose.
Yeah, because she's struggling with it. Yeah, absolutely. It's like she's struggling mentally. Like, come on, it's like mental health. Come on, man.
Yeah, but I'm not mental health is one thing, but I'm not going to say that, man, yeah, it's totally okay that Will Smith slapped
No,
shit.
I'm not defending Will Smith. That's
what I'm getting at.
I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, like, there's jokes that absolutely you can pick out for people. But, like, if you're aware that, like, this is something that bugs, like,
yeah,
like, and anybody in our friend group, if they have a problem, yeah. Like, I know I shit on you guys all the time about dumb shit. But if there's ever, like, a serious thing, I never poke that. Like, I never, unless you think I do all the time.
Maybe I'm a bad example.
Yeah.
Because there's very little that I would give a shit about.
And, like, I know that about you, but if there's things that I know, like, I know there's things that we both have insecurities about, but I never, like, pick on you for things that I know for sure.
I'm just wondering if the opportunity hasn't arose yet.
And we talk about a lot of things off air. Like, I don't think I've ever, like, talked to you, like, done that.
My thing is like, yeah, sure, there are things you're going to be sensitive about.
Yeah.
But to take it to the level of, I'm going to slap the shit out of this person because they made a joke.
No, for sure. Like, I don't think it's right that he did it.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely, it's not right. And I also heard, though, that Chris Rock didn't write that joke.
It was like another writer.
Yeah. So, like, on his defense, yeah, he also probably didn't know either.
Chris should have smacked
the shit. I mean, like, I think the one take I heard is from, who said it? Was it Denzel? I can't remember. But it's like, unfortunately, Will Smith doing that is like, he only reinforces the stereotype of aggressiveness with like African Americans. And it's like,
oh, especially because it's like,
yeah. And it's like, fuck, man.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because like, it's not even about that, right?
Yeah.
It was about like a joke that, and like his whole fucking mental state, which is in absolute ruins.
Because, yeah,
like it's a weird family, dude.
No, absolutely, that's a
weird family. I think it was it the son wanted to get legally separated from the family after a movie he did with Will, and then his wife was like, "Oh, I'm just gonna use your emotional stress as podcast material." When he talked about the I slept with my son's friend.
Whoa!
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild.
He just looks like a dick now.
Yeah, it does. It does. Which is wild considering he won the fucking Oscar.
Yeah. Like right after, and then his whole speech of just like, I want to be a vessel for love and all this shit and blah, blah, blah. It's like, fuck you. Oh my God.
That part was wild.
You're insane.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, what's that quote from Batman? Either die a hero.
Live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah, that's wild. That's some wild stuff.
Fucking idiot. Oh, my God. What a loser.
Anyways, did you see any good April Fool's jokes?
The one in the music scene was some hip-hop account was like, Kendrick Lamar dropped a new album, and it had like 100,000 retweets of people being like, you fucking asshole. Like, God damn it. I forgot it was April Fool's.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's some easy ones, like Twitter just posted, we're working on an edit button.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Nice try.
The hard ones are like the ones that are from the, I guess, smaller groups, and they make something that's super niche, and like only, it's so niche, only a select crowd of people would understand it. But like, it's kind of just, is this real? Is this fake? Like, for example, this week, a Gurren Lagann figure went up for pre-order, and it's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's like...
It was like a combiner?
It's a combiner, but it's not anything... Like, it's all the mini support robots, and they turn into like a Megazord.
Okay.
And that came out on April Fool's, and I was like, is this real?
Yeah. I want it.
Yeah. And
was
I was
it
like,
real?
I don't know. They took my credit card.
I bought it. It better be real.
I got the charge. Like, I already paid for it. So it doesn't come out till January 2023.
Damn.
So, yeah. I don't know. There's a couple cool things. Like, another company did this, like, picture. They just posted a picture of the Initial D Corolla, the Treno, the E86.
Okay.
Which implies they're making a transforming AE86. And it's like, is that real? Because come on, man.
Can I get that?
Like, come on. Like, this is so niche. Like, it can't possibly be real.
Do you think we've oversaturated April Fool's posts on the internet?
Nope.
Do you think it's like
we're
getting to the part where it's no bueno anymore?
Absolutely not.
Right.
You'll never get old. Especially especially as Web 3.0 becomes a thing, it's only going to get awesomer.
All right.
I don't know. That's how I feel.
This year, for some reason, I just like, totally checked out of April Fools in general, just being like, okay, like what's like, I didn't even think about like I have to be wary on the news. Like, I truly did not give a shit about any jokes or like any marketing thing.
Are you sure that some of your picks this week are real?
I fucking hope they're real. God damn, because because
some of your picks are just like, are you sure?
I'm not sure. It could they could be fake. But actually, I got some breaking news here. Back to the slap story.
Oh.
Will Smith has resigned from the Academy.
I think it was either he was going to resign or they were going to ban him.
Probably. Either way.
Yeah, man. At least this way he...
He has resigned his membership from the Academy of Motion Pictures of Arts and Sciences.
Dang. Well, I mean, who cares? At this point, he got the Oscar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
I got my Oscar.
I'm yeah. Leaving. That's like, well, to be honest, that's like the whole drop the mic moment right there.
Pretty much. Yeah, I won Best Actor. Fuck you. Yeah, I'm gone. Like,
it doesn't mean anything now. So, but anyways, yeah, there you go. That's cool. This week we're talking about Moon Knight, because we watched that Moon Knight first episode on Disney Plus. Stars Oscar Isaac and Ethan Hawke.
I did not realize Ethan Hawke was in this show.
Yeah, the thing is, I can never remember what I've seen Ethan Hawke in. Like, I remember him as a very prominent character actor in the 90s.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you what he's been in recently. But for some reason, I always, when I see his face,
you're just like, oh, it's Ethan Hawke.
It's Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, and then for a long time as a kid, I used to confuse it with Tom Cruise because Mission Impossible's character is Ethan Hawke.
True, true. Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
For a long time, I didn't know what. Anyways, Moon Knight. Dude somehow has multiple personalities in his head powered by some Egyptian god. He steals a scarab and finds himself going around Europe when he's sleeping.
As we all do. The setup is a little bit more mysterious than that. Like,
yeah.
It opens up with a man walking in glass.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, and I'm absolutely like making it sound worse than it is, but it definitely is way more nuanced and it has a lot of cool scenes and we'll say visual storytelling. But as a whole, watching it, I was just kind of just like, I didn't know if I was interested or if I was bored. Like, I didn't know if I was giving this a chance because I knew it was a Marvel thing or because I was genuinely interested. I think that's where I stand on this first
episode. Oh, you're back on the Marvel train is what you're saying.
Yeah, like, am I watching this because it's Marvel or am I watching this because I'm interested?
Hmm.
Like, let's be real. I'm going to finish it. But whether or not it's good or not.
I got the subscription. I might as well watch.
Dude, I got Plus for free for a year. I got to use it.
Okay, all
right. Right? I'm not too sure.
This series, I would say the first episode was interesting in a good way.
It's probably more positive.
Usually when you say like, oh, it was interesting, it's like, oh no, what does that mean? But I really enjoyed the way they pretty much leaned into the whole episode of what the fuck is going on. And they've made some like design decisions that made the viewer kind of just as confused as the main character.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is like a double-edged sword, right? Like,
yeah,
like you
sure.
said, like, am I intrigued? Am I bored?
Yeah.
Like, as like a viewer, you kind of just want to know what's going on. And like, because it's a Marvel series, you already know it's going to be some sort of superpower.
Yeah.
So like, get to the goods, bud. Let's
go. I know. And like, that's why I'm sitting here thinking like, if this wasn't a Marvel, if I didn't know it was a superhero based thing.
Yeah.
Would the mystery be more entertaining as opposed to get to the fucking point?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing when like after like two M. Night Shyamalan movies,
yeah, you're
like,
know.
All right, the twist is coming, hurry up, let's go.
Absolutely, right? Yeah,
and your preconceptions kind of fuck with it. But the choices they made, especially when it came to the early parts where you're unsure if this person has multiple personalities,
yeah,
and they do the thing where he like blacks out and then reappears and you don't get to see the series of events that happen when the other person or the other personality is taken over. I thought those were really cool. That's obviously going to be like a one episode, an episode one only thing, because at the end of the episode, they introduce like
the other personality
and whatever.
They introduce Mark.
Yeah. Mark.
Yeah.
But I think overall I enjoyed it. I think it was a mostly positive experience. What was that? Like an hour?
45 minutes. Standard TV show, yeah.
I like the risks they took with episode one, spending pretty much 43 of the 45 minutes keeping the people in the dark.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool. And if they kind of experiment with that kind of stuff in the other episodes, that sounds pretty cool. It seems like an interesting series.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. Like, it is cool that they definitely kept it a mystery. Because you're right, after this episode, they kind of can't.
Yeah.
Like, they have to move towards... This is the Moon Knight.
Yeah, here's this Egyptian god that we showed you in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And I am very more curious. I don't actually... Like, I'm not as curious as to who Moon Knight is. I kind of want to know more about Steven. Like, how is he... Why is he in this situation?
Yeah, why is he crazy?
Like, I don't really care about the Egyptian side to it. Mm-hmm. Or, not the Egyptian side, but, like, the superhero guy. I don't really...
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to have a fun story to tell, but he's not where my interest is.
Yep.
But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Also, the special effects were surprisingly good.
What do you mean?
There's a couple moments where, like, you can really tell the CG.
Oh, like the monster
dog,
thing?
Like the dog, you know, like, okay. But there was a couple, like, in the car chase in the Alps there was a couple where, like, if I wasn't trying to hyper-focus on finding the CG, I don't think I would have noticed. Especially with, like, some of the crashes and the log truck and stuff like that.
Oh, the log one is the one I was like, that looks so fake.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. when the logs came on the dudes,
What I'm talking about is the one where the guy just went headfirst into the truck.
Yes, yes, yes. Right?
That
was
CG. But when the logs fell down the mountain, that was.
I was this looks kind of rough.
This looks kind
of
rough.
But, like, I don't know if that's... Is that a product of modern technology and displays? Because I feel like if I watch this on... a lesser quality TV.
On your CRT.
Yeah, like, would I notice?
Yeah, true. We did watch in, like, ultra 4K OLED.
Like, that's a thing, right? Like, I don't know. Because the thing is, going through my Marvel run, the CG was way more apparent now that I could watch at home on, like, the nicer TV.
Yeah.
But I know in the theater, I never got that issue. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, regardless, there still is a lot of production quality here. It's fun hearing Oscar Isaac play the dual role, because he has got that, like, very almost nasally kind of dorky London vibe.
Yeah, when he's playing Steven.
Yeah, but when he's Mark,
so that's the thing,
he's just American.
Is that him, or is that a voiceover,
Oscar Isaac?
Yeah, is that 80 yard?
No, I think that's him.
Yeah, when he's Mark, is Mark 80 yard?
No, I think that's him.
Oh, wow.
They're both him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're both him. That's why it's like, it's a cool performance.
The range.
Yeah, that final scene where he's in the bathroom and they have all the mirrors.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was done really cool. And he had to do both sides to it. Yep. I was like, that was neat. But yeah, it's a cool show. Like I said, I will watch it.
I think it was a pretty strong first episode.
Yeah, I think this is weekly, so yeah. We'll
and if
see.
They continue with the risks that they took in the first episode, I think I'd be pretty pleased.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I don't know how long it is. Like, maybe 6 to 9 episodes, somewhere in that range.
I think
range.
I was looking up Ethan Hawke's IMDb.
Yeah.
This is 6 episodes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, 6 episodes.
Yep.
That's pretty short. But then again.
Unless Ethan Hawke only appears in 6 episodes. Then IMDb just spoiled me on some shit.
No, because Ethan Hawke is most definitely the villain. Well, I guess that makes sense, because I know, like, right after this wraps, the Obi-Wan show is on.
Oh, okay. All right.
And a little thing that they dropped today was that they delayed it by 3 days. So the first episode won't come out on the Wednesday, but instead the Friday. But to make up for that, they're doing the first 2 episodes of Obi-Wan.
What can they make up in 3 days?
They're putting 2 episodes out.
Oh, I know, but, like, what? I wonder what it is they got to fix for it to be delayed only 3 days.
Yeah, that's true. Like, at that point, like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be a timing. It might be a marketing thing. Maybe a timing thing. Like, who knows?
They want it to align with some other event.
That, or, like, maybe Friday was always the real date, and, like, they started with this fake date.
Ooh, all right.
As a marketing ploy.
What a twist.
I mean, you never know nowadays. Marketing companies are very clever. So I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Right? With that, do you want to go into some picks?
Yeah, sure. I got a couple.
Sure.
I'll start off with some quick ones. Nipponichi Software is releasing 2 new games. These are the Disgaea people. So the first one, they're releasing the third collection of their old school franchises. So the last one was number 2, and it was ZHP Unlosing Ranger versus Dark Death Evil Man and Makai Kingdom, the 2 PS2 or PSP and PS2 classics respectively.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is collection 3, Rhapsody, A Musical Adventure, and La Pucelle Tactics, which was also like Disgaea, but more whimsical and stuff like that. Rhapsody, I have literally never heard of until now. I think just missed my radar. But La Pucelle Tactics is another PS2 kind of SRPG classic. It's more lighthearted than Disgaea or Makai Kingdom in terms of tone. It's takes place on the overworld. There's no real like devils and stuff. It's female main character and stuff like that. But those games, or at least I know one of the games is very good, and so maybe keep an eye out for that. But the one that was just totally left field and I've never imagined this would ever get ported in a million years is this game called Kamiwaza. Kamiwaza was a PlayStation 2 game that was released only in Japan in 2006. Okay, it has never had any sort of American release as far as I know. And the only, I think, sub is like a fan sub. So you have to download a
fan sub.
You have to download like a translation pack.
Yeah.
And then play a pirated ISO on your like whatever emulator you have so that it puts subtitles into the game. Like it's a whole workaround. But Kamiwaza is a story of a thief. I think you're trying to get money, is maybe for your daughter or your girlfriend. I forget the specifics. But the game is like reverse Tenchu. So where Tenchu, you have to sneak up behind people and just murder them and their heads cut off, blood everywhere, blah, blah, blah. In this game, you have to sneak around and rob people face to face. So you have to sneak up behind them, kind of get in front of them, and then as you punch them or like do whatever special moves you have, you steal the shit off their body. And after you steal all their stuff, they, I guess they get like so embarrassed that they just faint.
Okay.
It's a really weird game because also then once you steal more and more shit in each level,
yeah,
your backpack, your little thief ninja backpack, gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more weight you have, the slower you walk, the louder you are when sneaking, you can't jump. But you can use the bag as like a ranged weapon at that point. So you could take it off your back, use it as like a soccer ball, and kick it into enemies to knock them out so you can get past certain places undetected and stuff.
Yeah, so I saw that part and I was like, wait, I don't fucking understand what's happening.
It's a weird game. I would recommend, like I imported it, years and years and years ago because I knew it would never come here.
Yeah.
And then it came here. I'm like, damn, it's Galgun all over again. I bought Galgun in Japan thinking it would never come here. And they released every one. I think it's a really unique game. I don't think anything's really been made even close to it ever. So I would recommend checking it out on YouTube. I think there's a trailer on Game Trailers, so you can check that out. Final Fantasy 14 had their 6.1 trailer. This is the events that are going to be happening after Endwalker, where they're starting.
Oh, that's why he looks so like a bum.
A newfound adventure. So they're having a lot of hints at the start of a new story, of a new expansion. And I still got to play Endwalker, but it looks pretty cool. There's a lot of great raids in there that look like changing up stages, a lot of cool mechanics. They showed off a little bit of the new PvP, smaller PvP. So hopefully that fixes the PvP issue in that game. And what seemed like a teaser at the very end for a new ultimate raid. So raids in that game, how they work is you queue up for a raid and you can go in, but you can go in unsynced, which means like, say I want to do a level 60 raid and I just want to farm for the mount.
Yeah,
I can face that boss as like a level 80 person or a level 90 person, and they're level 60. And so I can just solo the raid and try and get the old content, right? But ultimate raids, they're very special because they're meant for like the hardest of hardcore raiders. And there's only three of them in the game right now, and you can only do them synced. So it doesn't matter when that...
These are the hardest ones you said?
These are the hardest raids in the game. And there's only three of them. And if when you beat them, you get like special glamours, you get special titles. So if you see someone rolling around with like whatever, one of those ultimate raid titles, you know they're hardcore at the game.
Yeah.
And so this one is going to be the, I think it's the Knights of the Round boss from the second expansion, Heaven's Ward.
Okay.
And it seems like they're going to make an ultimate version of that.
Sounds cool.
That's pretty cool. After that, let's just a couple quick ones. So One Piece Odyssey is coming out. It's the 25th anniversary of One Piece. Coincides with like the latest chapter of One Piece finally actually dumping lore, like actually explaining shit of the wider world. And it's going to be a One Piece RPG.
So this is canon?
It's an original story created by Oda. So yes. But it is,
doesn't take place, it, okay,
it's like the movies basically.
Oh man.
It's a movie, right? It's like the My Hero movies.
I guess yeah, for a video game, sure, fine, you know what, I'll accept it.
Yeah. The big thing here is like I mentioned that the story is written by Oda.
But it has no bearing on anything.
But it has no bearing on anything, just like an anime movie would have no bearing on anything that happens.
Fair. I guess I can see it.
In the main content.
I guess, yeah. They didn't really show any... Well, they showed only gameplay, but they didn't show how that gameplay is manifesting.
Yeah, there was another One Piece RPG that came out a couple years ago. It was pretty open world. You could like stretch your limbs and like fly across rooftops and shit.
Was it good?
I heard good things. I never played it. But I would imagine it's some sort of improvement on that. But this one, like, you can play as the whole crew, and that was enough for me to be like, you know what? I might try this one. Because the other one was like, you only play as Luffy.
And oh, yeah. Like, this one, you have a party.
Yeah. You like, you can play as Robin. You can play as Nami. You can play as Chopper. You can play as everybody.
Who's the guy with the sword?
Zoro. Sorry, Zolo. I don't want to get copyrighted.
Zolo. Oh, man. Oh, no. Fucking Zolo.
I know, right? So that looks pretty cool. Keeping on the manga front, Shueisha, the manga publisher, has decided, you know what? We've been around since the 1920s. All right? 1925, we were founded. We got big-ass properties, dude. We got One Piece. We got Jujutsu Kaisen. We got My Hero. It's time to make a games division. So Shueisha always worked alongside other game developers when creating games for the franchises they own, of course.
Yeah.
And so they have decided instead that they are going to make a new company called the Shueisha Games Creator Camp.
Huh.
And they are just strictly going to get into, I think it's, is it development or publishing? I can't remember, but they're already slated to have a couple titles released this year.
Okay, now Shueisha, can you just let me know, are they, they're just a publisher?
I believe so.
So they don't actually, like, you said they're manga publishing studio, so who exactly do they have under their...
So, like, it's not like in games where, like, you have a developer and then you have the publisher, right? Like when you're the publisher of your book, you own those rights.
Yeah.
Right. So they have, what is it? Like Oda. So they have One Piece. They have, who's the Jujutsu guy? Akutami. Like all the people that work, that have their manga licensed under Shueisha. Shueisha is able to use those properties for other ventures.
Okay. No, I just looked it up. They have the entirety of Jump.
The entirety of Jump?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Damn.
Published by Shueisha include Jump magazine line.
Okay, so they own anime.
Which includes Weekly Shonen Jump, Jump SQ, V Jump, Seinen, Weekly Young Jump, Grand Jump, and Ultra Jump.
So they have everything. They have anime.
Along with...
Oh my god, it keeps going.
Shogakukan and Viz Media.
They own Viz?
So...
Ah, damn.
That's a... I guess, yeah, why not? Why aren't you making games
yet? I guess, yeah, why not? So, yeah, they're creating their little games thing. This doesn't mean that they're going to be making, like, AAA, multi-billion dollar games.
Yeah.
They probably will start off with some mobile shit, especially if they announce the firm this week and they plan on releasing some titles this year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to...
Holy moly.
I'm going to imagine there's some gacha in there. There's going to be some Japanese gacha games popping
That's
up.
That's wild. Okay. Well, okay.
But, hey, maybe we'll get another Jump Ultimate Stars, you know?
Keep dreaming.
Maybe one day we'll get...
Okay, if we got another Jump Ultimate, where would you want it?
I think it kind of has to be on the Switch, right?
Does it?
Because then you have the touch controls for putting all your cards onto your panel.
But did they do one on the PS4?
Did they? Oh, that one, Jump Force?
Yeah. Oh, that's
trash.
That's technically the spiritual successor.
True. I'm looking for more like 2D arena style video games.
That shit's dead.
Like a good party game, you know, like a Smash Brothers.
Like Mario Party?
Ooh. You know what? I might play an anime Mario Party.
Who wouldn't?
True. All right. I could use like fucking my Bankai on Zoro.
I'd do it. Yeah. That sounds like a great game.
That sounds great. Actually, all right, hire us. That's pretty good. All right, that's pretty good. So that's a big announcement for the anime.
And they have a couple of things planned for this year.
Yeah, a couple things planned for this year.
Wow.
But also, again, no notes on like what it is, if it's going to be outside of Japan. So maybe you get yourself a VPN and download some Japanese gacha games.
I'm good.
Dude, there's a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure gacha game, but it's only in Japan. And I was like, I should get a VPN. Maybe I should do that.
Almost get a VPN.
Almost did it. And then I realized it was a gacha game, and I'm like, I shouldn't do this. E3's canceled.
Okay.
Again.
Surprise.
So at the beginning of the year, E3 had officially canceled their in-person event.
Okay.
And this week they're like, nah, it's just all gone. No digital event either. They say they're coming back in 2023.
I mean,
but
at this point, who cares?
Yeah. It's just I'm just personally sad.
I think
that I'll never get to go to an E3.
I think trade shows I think specifically video game trade shows are gonna be a thing of the past. Like by the very nature of the medium, there is absolutely no reason to have these in person, right? I think trade shows will be probably exclusive to industries where, you know, like the physicality of it has added value.
How dare you, right? The physicality of video games have added value.
No, there isn't. Right? There isn't.
Get the...
You and me watching a reveal on Twitch is the same as you and me sitting in the audience watching the same guy making the thing.
Sniff some plastic, all right?
No, no. It's just unfortunate, but that's the way the world is moving.
Do you think that E3 will actually be back next year? Do you think it's
no?
Over? Yeah, I kind of think it's done.
I think it's done. Even because who's still there? Like Sony's not there. Nintendo's not there.
Nintendo was like I think the first one to bail, right?
Yeah, I know Microsoft is there, but
they're on the back foot. So
yeah, so I don't think it's going to be a thing that we are going to see. I have no doubt that in that time frame, the companies will all have big announcements because
the summer lull will continue to exist.
Like, yeah, absolutely. Because there's no games coming out, they're going to announce the games that you're going to be excited for for the holiday season. Yep. I think that's inevitable. But yeah, goodbye. So long.
And then the last one I have is currently my game of the year, Vampire Survivors. Had a roadmap overview.
What did you say? G-O-T-Y?
Why? This game is real good, dude. I don't know what to tell you. $3.
Go away.
And the amount of value I've been getting at $3 is crazy.
You need to stop.
So Vampire Survivors had their developer roadmap overview.
Who needs a roadmap for this game?
It's the roadmap to 1.0, to the official release. All right? The creator is saying that right now they have about 60% of the content in the game.
Oh, enough.
And they're adding more numbers to stuff, basically. So there's going to be 24 playable characters at final release when there's 15 now, 48 weapons and evolutions when there's 32 now, two more power-ups, two more stages, and three more special stages.
Okay.
And so as that stuff starts rolling out, they're going to just, again, keep putting out free updates if you've paid the $3 in early access or if you've accepted a gift from a friend who maybe gave it to you and didn't reject it, then you definitely would
have. Who could you be talking about?
I don't know who I could be talking about, but you definitely could still be playing one of the most fun games I've played this year. All right.
Okay.
It's very good.
If you say so.
But, yeah, so they're moving Vampire Survivors towards 1.0, hopefully for this year. There's going to be new gameplay mechanics and stuff. And one of the new content packages, the Arcanas, nobody really knows how they work yet. They're going to be like a new variable to your builds in the game. They're going to arrive this month.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out. It's honestly the best $3 I've ever spent. I think I have like 40 hours in that game now.
That's insane,
I have every achievement.
That's insane. Stop.
And when a new achievement pack comes out, I get them.
Insert Michael Jordan meme, stop, get some help, .jpg.
It's a good game. Highly recommended.
Wow.
And then those are my picks. I don't know how you're going to top Vampire Survivors, but you know, we'll continue.
Listen, last week I talked about this thing called the Omega Moon Swatch.
Yeah.
Turned out it was a little popular.
How popular was it?
I couldn't get one. Hell, I didn't even try.
You didn't even try?
Because
how could you say you didn't get one if you didn't even try?
Because I called, not the store.
Okay.
But I called the manager of the mall.
Because you have that ability.
I do. And I said, hey, can you just tell me if there's a line forming? And she said, where? And I said, main entrance Swatch. And she looked at her office and said, there's a very big line. Mind you, this was Friday, like afternoon.
Okay.
Then the thing came out on Saturday morning. And then I called again at night, and this time I called security. I'm like, can you just check for me? And they're like, yeah, the line's out the building. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm not getting this. Like, it's not something that I'm going to grab. So.
Well, with that attitude.
Yeah. But yeah, check it out. Look online. Look up the Moon Swatch release. And apparently around the world, it was the same thing in every major city. Like, it was crazy to see that many people gather for a watch. Like, I'm no stranger to lining up for products and stuff.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it for a watch.
This is like when, if you didn't know about anime, right? And then you went to anime, or like you drove by Anime North.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Absolutely.
Right? That's this is like all the dorks came out of the woodwork and they're like, I love my chronometers. Yeah. I need to get the new watch. And I'm just like, what a bunch of losers.
It was wild. And the thing is, this watch isn't a limited release. It will be available in the coming weeks.
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, yeah, right now. Right. And you know what? If you got it now, you could probably... I don't condone scalping.
You condone scalping.
But man, they're going for four-figure
really?
Sums.
What's the name of the watch again?
Omega Moon Swatch.
Omega Moon Swatch.
I think on eBay, there's a couple going for a grand.
Bro.
Yeah. Hit me. What
Mission to Pluto.
Yeah.
Three bids. These are people bidding.
Yeah.
$862.
That's the worst one, too.
That's
Pluto? That's the worst
one. That's with a bid. This one has two bids.
Yeah.
So someone has already bid $1,025.
For what?
For the moon version, the black one.
Oh, damn. That's wild.
Dude, I need to start flipping watches. Holy shit.
We just talked about how E3 and like the big trade show is canceled.
Yeah.
This week, the big watch show is
canceled.
Nobody needs it anymore. It came back.
Oh, God.
Anthony, let me tell you, I went to my local AD and I am on a wait list for something.
What is an AD?
Authorized dealer.
Oh, my God.
I am on a wait list for a piece of metal. And I'll let you know if I ever get it.
Does it start with an R?
No, I can't afford that. Okay, no, no.
Right. I thought you were going to go big baller over here.
No. It's the R's little brother, which starts with a T. You can figure it out.
Timex?
Close enough. You know what? Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah, sure. Five letters, starts with a T. I dig it. Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Tissot.
No. Anyways, that was that. Some other things. Let's see. Gundam had a bit of a press release.
A bit? It seems like a major announcement.
Okay, fine. It's the first new Gundam series in like...
Since IBO?
Yeah, which now that I think about it, is almost a decade.
Yeah.
Because they've just been doing like unicorn / movie sequences and the Char origin stuff, but this is the first new one.
Gundam, Witch from Mercury. They have a quick teaser trailer. Now, the most, I suppose, surprising thing about this is that the protagonist is a girl.
Is a lady?
This is the first female hero in the franchise.
What?
And well, I should correct myself. Not the first hero in general, but the first lead hero. Like, she is the main character.
Okay.
She's not a support hero. She is the mm-hmm. main character. They showed off pictures of the new Gundam, the Gundam Ariel, and I am digging it. I think it looks real cool.
Looks very sleek.
It's got legs. It's got these thighs that I love.
Yeah. You're never going to have a lady pilot. You got to get to the
This Gundam's there, got you know? Some legs for days. Damn. And I'm feeling it. Now I'm showing you pictures of the model kit, and the model kit looks all right. The actual art and images, I couldn't find them, but they look pretty cool. But it's the secondary Gundam that's caught my eye, and it is the Gundam Lifrith.
That's not a word.
Lifrith. It's almost identical in design, but it's just white
it's
and pink.
It's got like a submachine gun instead. Yeah,
and it's white and pink instead of the classic colors, and I'm all for this color scheme. It's not quite as rounded and sleek.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten a bit more angular.
It's got some spikes in it.
Yeah, and I'm not for that. I do like the roundedness of the main suit, but this is pretty cool. So, yeah, this is the new Gundam. Series is airing in October. I think I want to say the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward to it. I'm super pumped. It's been a while since I watched a Gundam, so definitely.
And the fact that it's the first female protagonist is, like, a big deal, so.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll be pretty interesting to see how they write that character.
Yeah, definitely a very, very big deal. Okay.
Do you think she's faster than Char?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
She's got red hair.
Ooh.
I think.
Dude, Char's daughter.
Don't say that.
Dude, Char's
daughter.
Yeah,
she's got red hair. Yeah, she got red hair. Yeah, for sure. She's definitely faster.
All right, okay.
She's 4 times faster. Okay. Next up, PlayStation. Long rumored competitor to Game Pass has been announced.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess what it's called?
PlayStation Plus Plus.
Oh, you're so close.
What's it called?
PlayStation Premium.
Ah, damn. Plus Premium? Damn.
So PlayStation Plus is being changed. The PlayStation Plus program that you know and love, 2 free monthly games, mm-hmm. exclusive discounts, cloud storage, online.
Gone.
Online multiplayer. I can't believe we're playing for online multiplayer still. That is going to stay.
Not on the PC, baby.
That. For now. Wait till Steam introduces.
Oh no.
That is called PlayStation Plus Essential. So mm-hmm. that's the base PlayStation Plus that we have now. $60 American a year.
It's all I need. I just need to be the essentials.
That's fine, man. But if you were feeling like you want to go plus extra.
Okay, plus ultra.
Plus extra.
All right.
You're gonna be paying $100 American a year.
Holy shit.
Now what does that get you?
Yeah, what does it get me? Jesus Christ.
It gets you everything I told you before that you know about PlayStation Plus. Plus, it gives you access of up to 400 additional games across the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 library.
Okay. Did they give a list?
No.
Shit.
It'll be like Game Pass. It'll be like every other subscription service mm-hmm. where it's a rolling list, right? So things will come in, things will go out. All right. I'm sure that this list will be introduced eventually as this gets closer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, actually, I don't even know if I saw the date of when this is launching, but it's coming at some
point. At some point in the future, it will be here.
Actually, wait, no. I want to say it's April.
Okay.
Yeah, I think April, but we'll see. Anyways, that's PlayStation Plus Extra. But there is a third tier, PlayStation Plus Premium. This gives you access to the previous two tiers, but it adds an additional 340 games. And these games are from the PS3 catalog.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
But there is a catch.
Okay.
In order for them to do this, they actually are available to you via PlayStation Now. So PS3 games are available as a streaming service. Okay. But don't worry, that's not all, because in addition to PS3 games, you will also have access to PlayStation, PlayStation 2, and PSP games, and those ones will have options of both streaming and download.
But for some reason, just the core processor is too much to handle. So they have to stream
you mean
it.
The cell.
The cell processor. Yeah. Too much to handle.
Yes. So, like I said, you have PlayStation, PlayStation 2, PSP, PS4. They will all be available via cloud/download, but PS3 specifically is cloud only.
Dude, they got to get Mark Cerny on the case. Reverse engineer that shit, dude.
Okay.
Just figure out a way. There's so many good PS3 games.
Yeah. Two additional.
How am I going to play Folklore? All right.
Yeah. Two additional, I guess, services with this tier is if you're on the PC and you don't have a PS5, you can actually do this to remote stream your game to your PC.
From the PlayStation Now?
Yes.
Huh.
Of course, it's a stream.
Yeah,
so
you're not downloading anything.
But you have that ability.
Interesting.
You also have, as a final little bonus, they will give you limited game trials at this tier, so you can...
So demos.
Basically, anything they're not offering on the service, you could probably try and then buy.
Okay.
This is $120 a year, so it's double the cost of the base.
That's a lot of money.
The base. That's a lot of money. The pricing is weird because... The base is $60. The middle tier is $100, and the final tier is $120. They've definitely priced it in a manner that's like you might as well just go for premium if you're going for anything else mm-hmm. other than the base.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't really care about the back catalog of games.
How dare you?
So I'm gonna stick with my yearly subscription.
I'm gonna reserve judgment until I see a list of some sort, because I want to. If it's just like, here's every PS2 Madden.
Oh, it can't be. Yeah. It can't be. Because they say it's only, you know, it's 340 additional games across PlayStation 3, PlayStation 3, mm-hmm. and PSP. So it can't be like that. They have to have select stuff, I'm sure.
How many versions of NBA Street do they have?
Who knows?
All right.
But yeah, that's the new PlayStation Plus coming soon.
I think that's a play that they kind of had to make. I think Game Pass was so crazy that there's no way they could just leave it unchecked.
They did, yeah. However, they have one differentiating feature. Did you catch what it was?
The cloud stuff?
No. Sony will not give you access to their exclusives on day one, like Game Pass. Game Pass.
Interesting.
Like that's the big draw of Game Pass, right?
Play Halo
New games come out.
Yeah.
You immediately have access. And Sony has said they're not doing that. For whatever reason, that's not in their business plan. Fair enough. I suppose they're Sony. They're the biggest players in the game. They don't have to do that.
Maybe they think that their back catalog is strong enough to warrant it.
Could be. I don't know. But that is definitely a thing. I'll be real. I don't have enough time in the day to get full value out of either this or Game Pass, so I'll probably just stick to the status quo.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you know who's
going to
love this shit? Streamers. Oh, shit. The 500 games at my fingertips? Let's go.
Yeah. Like, I have to redeem my free Game Pass subscription, but, like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Cause
It's kind of like Netflix. Like, I pay for Netflix. I maybe watch it, like, twice a year.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't use it. I mainly have it for my family.
Same. But yeah, like but at least like Netflix, you can have that option. Like with games are such a commitment. Like they're such a time sink that it's hard to get a real value out of that. Right? So, oh well. And then my last pick is, hey, remember that time when Pokemon announced that they're going to have 9th gen this year?
Yeah.
For a holiday?
Yeah, I remember that.
And we're like, yo, that's crazy if Nintendo had both Pokemon and Zelda for the same holiday season.
Yeah, what a great holiday
that's
season.
That's wild. That would make the Switch the best thing ever. And then the dark, you know, the glass half empty view was, it's probably because Zelda's getting delayed. Well,
are you telling me that a video game in 2022 would get delayed?
Anthony, I'm unfortunately the bearer of bad news.
Oh my god.
Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 has been delayed.
I'm so shocked.
To spring 2023.
I'm shocked and appalled, honestly.
I'm not shocked with the delay. I am more curious about what this means for the Switch, in that is this still a game launching on the Switch standalone, or is this a game that's bridging
Switch 2?
Like, is it going to bridge a generation?
Maybe.
Like, are they pulling the... Wait, was it Breath of the Wild? Did the Breath of the Wild get on the Wii U?
I think it was Twilight Princess.
Princess did GameCube and
GameCube
Wii.
GameCube to Wii. And but then did... they had to switch. They had to mirror the game because Link is left-handed.
Was Breath of the Wild only on Switch?
I think there's a Wii U copy of Breath of the Wild as well.
So I guess I wouldn't be surprised if Breath of the Wild 2 bridged to Nintendo consoles.
So the Switch was released, what, 2017?
2017. So this will be 2023.
The Switch
Lite
was
six.
2019.
Yeah, and then 2021 was OLED.
It's getting long in the tooth.
Yes.
It's getting long in the tooth.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I could see maybe the they'd have to announce something this summer then. Like in lieu of E3 during their one of their directs, they'd have to be like, well, new Switch coming out in the holidays or something.
Probably. Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they... Maybe they wouldn't even do it for the summer, though. Maybe they would announce it, like, January.
Well, you think it's going to be, like, a Dreamcast situation? Like, and it's out today.
Could you imagine?
That'd be crazy.
Could you imagine?
Listen, I'm not... I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Aww. All right? But that was the last console Sega ever released, so... Maybe it'd be nice to have some build-up. You know, some hype.
I don't know. Who knows?
That would be fucking sick, though. Sonic Adventure 3 exclusively on the Switch 2.
That would be wild. That would be so... If that was their launch title, I'd be like, what the hell?
Shenmue 4.
How dare you?
Choo Choo Rocket 2.
I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, Power Stone is a launch game.
Yeah, Power Stone 3. Man. Hell yeah.
Oh, I'd be so... I'd be like, damn it, they got me.
I gotta buy a fucking
Switch. They fucking got me.
God damn it.
Yeah. All right, Breath of the Wild 2 is delayed. My last one's a little bit just for me. As you know, I think I've talked
to you.
You
want me to leave?
No. I'm in the market for a new car.
You're always in the market for a new car. Even when you bought your car, you're like, I should probably get a new car.
Yeah, probably. But like, it's now at the point where I need to sell this car.
Okay.
Because the market's too hot.
The market's crazy.
My cousin just sold his car.
Yeah.
And he told me, he's like, yeah, they paid me $4,000 more than I bought it.
Nice.
And I was like, what the hell? And what did you buy? He's like, I bought an SUV. I went full dad mode. I'm like, you suck.
I'm like,
dude, you're younger than me. How come you don't have a family? Like, what the hell?
Do you need all the space?
Yeah, what do you need an SUV? What do you need a CX-5 for?
That's terrible.
I'm like, he's like, because, you know, space.
For what?
And the winter driving, I'm like, shut up, man.
It's got a front wheel drive, dude.
Like, shut up. Anyways, so I got a summer car. And like, this past 2 weeks, I've been really like doing the numbers,
yeah.
And I've been and visiting dealers and whatnot, and I'm pricing out a Toyota GR86 to replace my existing Toyota Corolla hatchback.
Okay,
I'm really hyped for it.
Looks pretty cool.
I want to get it. It's pretty cool. But just last night, Toyota announced we're bringing the GR Corolla to North America. Just to clear this up, this is basically the Fast and Furious version of the car I currently own.
Yep.
It is 300 horsepower, four-wheel drive, wide body kit, cool spoiler.
Short shifter.
Yep.
Is it manual only?
It's manual only. Damn. It's kind of like, in my head, it's kind of like...
The ultimate Corolla.
It's the ultimate Corolla, but it's kind of like... I don't want to say the ultimate car, but is like realistically, it is the kind of car I would absolutely buy in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Like if you asked me today, what car would I buy if I could only have one car?
GTR.
No. It's a Volkswagen. It's a Golf R.
What?
Yeah. That's the best car. Like, gross. That's the best car money could buy today.
Dude.
It's a hatchback. Blech. It's sensible, but it's super fast. Four-wheel drive.
I'm glad you don't care about the environment.
Absolutely not.
God.
And Toyota just announced this car and I'm looking at it and I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's the one. Like that's it. Like it's literally just my car, but it has three exhausts and a better spoiler, wider haunches.
Did you make this your background?
No.
Oh, you just full screened the picture. Okay. I was like, Jesus Christ, you really want this car?
No. It's like fatter in the front, you know, it's got bigger rims, whatever, bigger, uglier face.
Looks very round.
Yeah, I know. But
that grill is disgusting.
It's got to eat air. Okay,
that's not a nice looking grill.
Do you know what it needs to do? suck in the air.
I know, but for the turbo, so ugly.
The twin turbo.
It's got a twin turbo.
Absolutely.
That's gross.
Yeah. Anyways,
and a Corolla.
I know. The fact is,
are those okay?
What, these?
Do those pass the water bottle test?
Yo, they're all real. Those three exhausts are all real.
Real triple exhausts.
Those are three real triple exhausts. You know what the cars have triple exhausts? The Honda Civic Type R and the Ferrari F40. Those cars have triple exhausts.
One in the same. One, one in the same.
One in the same.
I couldn't tell those cars apart, even if I wanted to.
I know. What GR4, that's a throwback to one of my favorite cars, the Celica GT4. This car looks so cool, and now I'm in a conundrum because I don't know which one to put my money in. So, yes.
I pointed at the Corolla.
The Corolla is absolutely probably the better choice, and it probably will suit my life better.
Actually, every time you show me the front end, I'm like, this car's ugly as shit.
Okay. But, because I already have the Corolla, I feel like I don't want to get another one.
Switch it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
just some,
like,
strange. Exactly. I understand.
I want to go two-door sports car.
The front end is much nicer.
It is, and I would say the whole car looks nicer.
Hit that fucking SEMA show version. This one. Yeah. Yeah, go with this one.
Yeah, right?
Hey, never mind. AE86.
Yeah, so it is one of those things where I'm like, this makes it hard. But I do think, like, just as a broader note, like you, I grew up in the JDM 90s era.
Yes.
I have a soft spot in my heart for those cars. And I just think it's so weird we're getting the renaissance of these cars now.
Dude, everything old is cool again.
No, but it's just so weird that Japan's like, yeah, we know. VVs are the future. Like, for some reason, Japan has not really invested in EV technology.
Maybe this is like a final death cry.
It is, but like, why now? Why now, Japan? Like, we're trying to move away from gas. And they're like, you know what's good? How about we feed the world affordable sports cars?
That actually, it could be the case. So you just said that Japan hasn't really made the push towards EVs yet.
Yeah.
And if they don't have anything on the horizon, why not just appeal to the market to try and get them to buy a bunch of gas guzzlers, right? I highly doubt they're thinking about, like, well, we shouldn't do it because of the greenhouse gases.
Absolutely.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, because, like, I look at, like, in my mind, Toyota is still like, that is such a boring car company. Yeah. Like, when I see a Corolla on the road, and I drive one.
Yeah.
I'm just like, there's probably like some loser in there or some like old dude.
Japan has kind of killed their own, what's the word? Like, not illusion. Like, as a kid, I always dreamed of owning like a Japanese car.
Yeah.
Right? Because they always look so cool.
Yeah.
But now when I look at them, I'm like, it's a dad car.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. But like, I say that, but then I looked over, like, for example, like what the current offerings are. And I'm like, Toyota's selling a Supra, that 8.6, and now this hot Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
The other angle, which I kind of highly doubt, but I have been reading certain articles that says, like, the future of car, or like, I guess stuff in general, isn't like 100% electric. Like, there will always be a need for fossil fuels. And usually what they say is, like, the best is to have a mixture of everything. So we're not fully relying on gas. We're not fully relying on electric. We kind of have a mixture of everything. And maybe they want to just stay in the gas game.
Yeah, but I just don't think that it's just weird. Yeah. Right. Like, but yeah, like, it's so crazy. Like, I got an email about how Nissan has the new 400Z, and I'm like, oh, that's a car that's coming out.
Yeah, that car looks sick.
Honda's about to launch the new Civic Type R, which, by the way, have you seen the new Civic?
No.
I think I don't like the look of it. It just, like, that looks like such a pedestrian car now. It looks like an Audi knockoff.
Yeah.
Like an Audi BMW knockoff, but I will, you know.
Why is the front looking like it got squished?
So I think their design marketing team said that, like, the previous Civic was too boy racer, and a lot of the audience wanted them to tone back the aggressiveness on the styling. But they ended up with something that just looks so, like, forgettable.
The back looks nice. The booty looks pretty good.
It depends which one you're looking at. I don't think the sedan's cool. I think the hatchback's cool, but then their hatchback doesn't look like a hatchback.
This car is the epitome of, I never forget the back of a girl's head.
Wow. 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 All right. Okay. But yeah, no, I think it's cool. We're like in a JDM renaissance, like one last hurrah.
Hell yeah.
And I think if you are into that kind of stuff and you have the means.
And I really hope.
Go for it.
I honestly really hope that this means that Japan is kind of upping their design game in terms. Because like once we get to EVs, right, it's just going to be, it's a battery. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to have that crazy engine constraint really anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe we can start making nicer looking cars, guys, you know?
I don't know, man. Korea's wild. Their EVs are sick.
What, like, with the Kia and stuff?
The Kia and the Hyundai? Yeah. Man, like if I were in the market for an EV, I'd definitely get one of those. Those look so cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's it for my picks. Let's take to emails.
We got a question to chew on.
Sure, go ahead.
Paul Chu writes in, "This show has introduced me to gaming sim rigs.
Whoa.
I didn't even know that level of experience could be attained. Not including upgrades to specific equipment, is Vince's racing rig the pinnacle of the racing game genre? If not, where do you go from here? Where do you upgrade?"
Mm.
So let's start with that question first. Where do you upgrade from your here, Vince?
Okay, so to quickly answer this, no, mine is not the pinnacle. I would say mine is like, if playing with a wheel at your desk is like entry level, mm-hmm. then what I have is probably mid to high like range.
Intermediate.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near the top. For one, yes, I have like this super ultra wide screen,
mm-hmm.
but the top end racers have triple screens.
Triple ultra wide screens.
No, just triple 16x9 because you end up getting still more space,
okay.
and they're angled so that you could have you could see the sides of your car as well. Motion platforms. I don't have a motion platform, so when you turn, the whole rig moves with you.
That's crazy. That's some Palladium shit.
Yeah, so like you could start at the base level. Base level being D-Box, and it's not cheap. It's a $5,000 investment to get motion, and then the super like upscale ones go all the way to 20,000. And if you want one that tilts forwards, backwards, side to side, up and down and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it basically spins the whole rig with you and
that's
the screen,
insane.
I think those are closer to 50K.
Oh.
Yeah. You need like a whole, you need a dedicated space for it.
That's nuts.
Right? I don't have ambient lighting that goes with my
the game. Drive.
Yeah. So like some people have it so they have lights above them. And so if you go under shade, the lights will like turn off to like.
But if I go under like a street lamp?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Or like if you're in sunlight, yeah.
What the frick?
So people have that. Like I don't have that. I have one bass shaker that's just right in my seat so I can feel like rumble strips.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, or not most people, a lot of people have like six of them. Like they'll have like each corner of the rig to represent each wheel. And then they'll have one in the brake and one in the pedal. So you can feel when ABS kicks in.
Yeah.
And you can feel.
What the fuck?
Like, there's a lot of different things you can do. Like, honestly, if you want to just keep spending money, you can. In terms of, like...
And then we put that rig inside a real car, and the windshield is the screen.
You wouldn't believe how many people are... Like, I'm on, like, a Facebook Marketplace group,
yeah.
and it's just like, here is the interior from a Hyundai Genesis Coupe. Like, just the front dash. Like,
okay.
They're like, I'm giving it away for free. If you come pick it up, it's yours.
What the hell?
And people just install actual car dashes
into their rig?
Yeah.
That's
so that,
crazy.
Like, they go for that next level immersion.
Oh, my God.
Like I
hooked up the speedometer to the game, and
yeah,
the speedometer goes
I
up.
Saw, like, some guy, like, he has the, like, it's a newer Ford Focus, and how, you know, newer cars have, like, the big display for your instrument panel? Or not your instrument panel, but, like, your center console? Like you know how my car have, like, the touchscreen thing?
Mm-hmm.
So they have that, but they put, like, an iPad in there. And they have the iPad connected to telemetry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will show you, that'll feed you information about your car in game.
That's wild.
So it's just that extra level of immersion. Obviously, I could upgrade my handbrake, my actual wheelbase, pedals to, you know, thousands of dollars more,
mm-hmm.
right? Like my equipment setup is somewhere around in the just over 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
But like I know some people have just the wheelbase, like not the wheel, just the block is like $2,500, right? Each of their wheels, $700.
Damn.
Right? So you can really keep going. I know if you look on YouTube, I think there's a guy, His channel is Boosted Media. He just basically did a tour of his. His setup is 100K.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and he runs, I think he runs triple 65K OLED panels to do it. Oh, my God. But even he can't max it because the 3090 is not strong enough to power all.
So we got to SLI that shit together, baby.
So we'll see. But yeah, like there's definitely a lot. Like if I really wanted to, if I wasn't like, if I had nothing else to spend my money on, absolutely, I could keep going. Mm-hmm. But I'm at the point where I'm like, no, this is my limit. This is what I want to stick with. And I'm happy with
it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
He continues on. What other video game genres can have their gaming experience leveled up like this, and what does it look like? Which ones would you consider if money were no object, and you can't just say, then I'd do all of them? I imagine there's no real way to do a fighting game sim. How would you design one, and would you buy it if it was made to your specifications?
So the thing is, I'm not too deep into the fighting game sim, but I am surprised I don't see a lot more people who just make custom cabinets.
Yeah.
Right, like I for some reason I just thought that would be a natural thing to do.
So fighting game sim to answer his question is you buy an arcade cabinet.
Yeah, because like I always like you and Blade would always talk about it too, like just buying like fucking buttons and shit.
Yeah,
right, and like I get that. That's similar to like the mechanical keyboard segment, mm-hmm. but I am surprised that more people just don't go all the way with it and just build out like a specific cabinet.
Yeah, I think. Maybe a lot of it is just space.
Yeah, you're right. But, like when you do these things, you do have to dedicate space to it.
But yeah, to answer Paul's question, like in fighting games, like obviously you're not gonna have like a haptic feedback suit. So when I get punched in the stomach,
well, why not?
I get cracked. Right?
Well, why not?
Right. Like the fighting game sim is just go fight people.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is like arcade stick customization is crazy. And am I going to get Sanwa buttons? Am I going to get Hori buttons?
Yeah, Sanwa, that was
Am I going to get a ball top? Am I going to go Korea style, get the bat top? You know, I'm going to get American straight butt, like straight layout?
Oh, yeah.
Or Japanese curve layout?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I going to get the LED buttons so when I press them, they light up and shit?
Well, of course.
Am I going to make my own box? You gotta.
Like,
there's so many ways for you to customize Arcade 6 now. And that's really the extent of like a fighting game sim. Another game that I was way, 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 way into that had the level up experience was Guitar Hero. And
oh, that's right. Band. I forgot they were like pro instruments.
Yeah,
and...
so they came out eventually with like pro drums and pro guitar and stuff. And the pro drums, where you played the one snare, three toms, and two cymbals. Or was it three cymbals? It might have been three. You could just hook up a electric drum kit.
That's what I remember. Like I remember it was like the API was out so that you could just use your electric instruments.
Yeah, you would just have to get this like MIDI to USB converter that they sold, and it would translate whatever your drum brain is, like the little computer portion of the electric drum kit, to the game.
Yeah.
And then you could just set all the pads to whatever color you wanted, and you could do the same thing eventually with guitars. So now you have things, what's that Ubisoft one? Rocksmith.
Yeah.
Where you just plug in a guitar.
Yeah.
And you don't even need to plug it in anymore. You just have Rocksmith on your phone. And the phone microphone is good enough to pick up your guitar playing. And the game will tell you, hey, you're playing like dog shit. Hey, you're playing good. So.
Yeah, it's wild.
That stuff, like, I think as technology moves forward, we are going to get more and more sim stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Is there any like game genre that you want a sim version for? Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. So the one I want, but I would never spend my money on it just because I'm just not into it, is I would go VR flight sim.
Oh, okay. Like, get the IR tracker.
Yeah, absolutely. Because okay. Like as much as a VR would be cool in a race car, I just think it would be way cooler in a plane.
Fly a jet around.
Because like that's the type of like you have the whole cockpit like mm-hmm. above you, right? And you're just looking up. Around.
That would be the one where I'd want like,
but I need like every button.
Yeah, I would want like the thing is like, what is it? VR controllers right now. You're still holding a controller. That's where I would want like a glove, like the Nintendo Power Glove.
Yeah.
Or like I just like I could put my hand out and I flick a switch on the dash or something.
Oh, so like I would. I don't know if I'd want that. I'd still want to build the physical switches okay. And the joystick in front of me and all that.
Are you on VR still?
Yeah. I know it would be hard.
How would you see it?
It'd have to be, it'd be super hard to do.
Yeah.
Because then you'd have to just memorize where everything is. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it'll work.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Be,
I mean, like,
just learn how to fly a plane.
Yeah. Like, ideally, my future would be like that mix of AR, VR, where like my cockpit is in front of me is real. But mm-hmm. then I guess I could put like a green screen above me and the VR would just be that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's like a future that I don't know.
That's a crazy future.
Yeah, that I think that would be so cool to have.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh man, you don't need just need an Oculus for that. I think one sim rig that's very common that you don't think of as sim rig, but it is a thing, is the FPS esports rigs. Because what they all FPS kids have is they have a very small monitor.
Mm-hmm. But it's like in their face.
It's in their face. It's 360 hertz. It's 1080p. It's like it has to be smaller than 24 inch. The reason being, they don't have to tilt their head and they can see the whole screen.
Yeah.
And their keyboards and their mouse are all optical mechanical mm-hmm. for speed. Absolutely useless for anything else, nice. Right? And that's what all the esports kids do. And like, it's pretty cool. Because I know that. Some people have two gaming rigs. Like, they have one that's specifically FPS.
Really?
And then they just have the one that's, like, my streaming, whatever, playing other games with a controller.
This is the one I play Counter-Strike Source on.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And, like, that's it. And, like, that counts as a rig that most people don't think of, but, mm-hmm. like, it is there. But, yeah, I think, yeah, I'm not too sure if there's anything else I'm as interested in or, like, that I can think of a genre that I would want. VR chess would be cool.
I think the one everybody would play is just like MMO virtual reality, like get.hack, do SAO.
So like that one's cool, but like, is that...
Then you're just simulating life.
Like, is that a rig though? Like, because you would just want VR for that, right?
Yeah, but do you want to feel getting stabbed?
I guess, yeah, I would love a haptics. Absolutely.
They did release that one for Rez a couple years ago.
Yeah, they did. I think that was Razer's April Fool's joke this year.
What, they're releasing a haptic feedback suit?
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
So, but yeah, no, it's pretty cool. All
right.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I would go back to the music one. I would think I would really want, hopefully maybe on the PS5, we can get a modern day Rock Band, and then one day I'll just buy a drum kit and I'll hook
it up. On the PS5, you think?
Yeah. Because I know they said that on the PS5, all of your Rock Band 4 DLC and before will carry over. So you don't have to like rebuy anything or you don't have to exclusively play on the PS4. But maybe if like Rock Band 5 comes out, I could just easily hook up an electronic drum kit because those MIDI adapters go for like a couple hundred bucks now. It's a little spicy.
Wow.
I think the other one too would be, it's all musical instruments. It'd be like piano. Right,
I'm surprised that stuff just doesn't exist on like the iPad.
They just don't exist in the, I guess the quality you would want them to exist.
Oh, I see.
Right, where like your racing rig is mm-hmm. like quality. Like yeah. when you're in there, you feel like you're
yeah
playing a racing game. Where when you're playing like all the third party stuff, it's just like really shitty UI.
Yeah,
like, the stuff on the screen isn't very. Enticing. Like there's this one program called Synesthesia.
Yeah.
Where it has like the notes in your piano drop onto the keys you have to press, but it just kind of looks like shit.
So okay. Got it. Yeah.
Maybe if it was more of a display thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Thanks for the question, Paul.
Thank you.
I think that's it. And then we're going to get into our weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to start? You want me to start?
You can start.
I saw The Batman.
Oh, you saw The Batman.
The Batman. So you saw this, right?
Yeah. I love the score.
Oh, it's very good. It's very
like his
dark.
Main theme?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This, I did not realize this movie is 3 hours long.
It's very long. I think it's too long.
Yeah. There's a couple parts they could have cut out.
Absolutely. There's a lot they could have cut out.
I think they might have been able to cut out all of Selena, but...
Whoa. No way. She's necessary.
She's necessary. They make her necessary for the plot, for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
I think she's necessary for Batman.
Yeah, I could see that. But I didn't realize how film noir this shit is.
Yeah.
Like, it is detective Batman. It is absolutely not superhero Batman.
Yeah. Did you like his old school detective mode?
Oh, when he's yeah, he's just looking around. I love the contacts too.
Yeah,
the little all the weird technology stuff they put in. If this is not my favorite Batman movie, it is at least my second favorite.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Right. This, what's his name? Fucking Twilight Man.
Robert Pattinson. Yeah,
Robert Pattinson. That's a good Batman. Surprisingly, a good Batman.
He's an amazing Batman.
Because you expect Batman to be like this no-neck jock, just yoked out of his fucking mind, right? And Robert Pattinson, he's pretty ripped for this.
Yeah.
Character, but he's not like a Ben Affleck, right? He's not just like my neck combines with my jawline.
Yeah, and I think it helps that like his suit has armor, but it's not bulked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks so sleek and cool. Like all the different, when he takes the bat knife out of his chest and stuff, he's got the utility belt, but it doesn't look like a cartoony, some books are cartoony bullshit.
Yeah.
The Riddler is fantastic.
Oh, Paul Dano?
Oh my God. So good.
Hmm.
And how dark they get with everything in this show or this movie. I did not expect it to get that gruesome. Like, it was like a couple levels away from like the Killing Joke, but they play with the darker side of Gotham. They play with the darker side of Batman and just like the futility of crime, like stopping crime. Yeah. And also like the question of, do these people exist if Batman didn't exist?
Yeah, like is the difference he's making actually good?
Exactly.
Yeah. And he has to question himself. That's great.
It's especially solidified in like the first scene when he fights the gang in the subway and the guy he saved is like, please don't hurt me.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is what this movie is going to be like.
Yeah. Don't you love how it starts and Batman's already there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like they have the little like Bruce Wayne's parents died. Yeah. It was just like a newscast.
Yeah.
Like,
and they kind of like hint at like, oh, Batman's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember Batman?
Yeah. Yeah,
this is the origin story. It's still here. Right. There's almost like nothing to hate about the movie, maybe other than the length. But this is definitely, I think, if you're not going to watch this in a theater, I think you're kind of missing out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I feel like this movie is filmed to be watched in a dark, isolated space on a giant screen.
Absolutely.
Like, do not watch this movie during the day. Like, if it's on streaming, like, get some blackout blinds or some shit. Like, watch it in the dark. It's so gritty.
Yeah. It's dirty.
This is the best thing to release from like DC in a long time.
Mm.
Maybe since the since the Nolan movies.
Yeah.
Like, this is a fantastic movie. Loved it.
I think so, yeah.
Was there anything that like, I remember you talked about it before, but what was it about the movie that stood out to you?
Nothing. I just like that how it didn't feel like a superhero movie. It was just like a detective noir film.
Yeah.
And Batman is not a perfect character. He's absolutely flawed.
Mm.
And I guess so is the rest of the world. But it's cool that the supervillains are there, but they're not super yet.
Yeah,
they're just like regular dudes.
You hear a laugh of somebody near the end.
So how did you feel about that ramp that it magically appears for?
That was a little bullshit. That was some Fast and the Furious shit getting through.
When that happened, I'm like, whoa.
But like Batman, the thing is like that scene is simultaneously the dumbest thing in the movie, but also the thing that solidifies Batman as a fearful image of vengeance, right? Because when the Penguin is in his car and he's like, I fucking got you.
Yeah.
And then he just appears through the flames.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God, like this guy is a menace. Yeah. Holy shit.
He ain't stopping.
Right. And it kind of solidifies Batman as like, this is what these people feel. They feel fear.
Yeah.
Right. And you kind of get it at the beginning when they're like, everybody, they see the symbol and they think I'm hiding in the shadows or whatever, right? And you're like, okay, that's kind of corny. But like during that scene when he's just like, no, I'll kill you. Like, I'm coming for you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like that solidified it for me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of Michael Caine, but I really liked Alfred from this movie. I forget his name. The suit act.
The guy who played Gollum.
Yeah, the motion cap. Andy Serkis. I really liked him.
He's just a good actor.
Yeah, and I do like his relationship with Robert Pattinson, and I especially love, like I said this before, but like
when Batman is in the suit and he's talking to like his quote unquote allies, mm-hmm. he doesn't use the voice. He's yeah. just Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
It's like, hey guys,
yeah.
yeah. Or when he called the house
yeah.
during the one scene.
Yeah.
And he's like, where's Alfred? Where's Alfred? But he's not using the Batman
yeah.
voice. Like,
yeah, but he's in the suit.
Yeah.
And he's in the Batmobile and you're like, oh, this is like, he's just a human.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
I really liked it. The murder mystery, how everything intertwined with each other.
Yeah.
And every time you're like, okay, this seems like a dead end. And you're just like, nah, this had the one secret that we've been missing the whole time. Like classic yeah. noir, classic detective.
I know. I love how he comes to that entrance of the club like five times in the film.
And
it's
like
a different version of him every yeah. time.
The like, second one was my favorite. Yeah. And he's just like, do you know who I am? He's like, you're yeah. Bruce Wayne.
He's like, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to see this guy. And then the other twin comes, he's like, oh, shit, it is.
They're like, oh, fuck, it's Bruce Wayne. But when it's Batman, they're like, nah.
Nah. That was a good recurring
yeah.
gag. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a great movie. Honestly, it didn't feel like 3 hours to me.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go see it with my mom.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh, I want to check out the Batman.
Oh, she must
have. I was like, do you really want
to? Did she not like it?
She was like an hour in, and then she's like, something's going, what? And then she looked at she's like, this is a 3 hour movie? And then I was like, this is a 3 hour movie? What the fuck? And I was just like, well. Strap in. You made me sit through your period piece that one time. But for her, it was like, it was really interesting because she didn't have any critiques necessarily of the movie being bad, mm-hmm. but it was more like it was too dark for her.
Like tonally?
Tonally. Like she was expecting Marvel. Right?
Yeah.
And when it came in and she was like women being beaten and
yeah.
like crime rampant through the city and corruption and all this, she's like, this is not what I thought this was going to be.
Yeah, no.
And I told yeah. her, and like I told her the storylines to like the Killing Joke and stuff. She's like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
like I'm like, this isn't even that bad.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a different Batman movie, and it's what DC needed to do.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's really, really good.
Very cool.
And then I finished No More Heroes 2 twice. Wow.
Good job.
I talked about No More Heroes 1 last week, and I did have some complaints about going around the open world, doing all these jobs and stuff. No More Heroes 2 fixes all of those problems. They've switched the driving around town, driving around Santa to Destroy on your bike to basically quick travel points. And all of the jobs you do have been completely remade into 8-bit video games.
Hmm.
So whether you're training at the gym or you're doing an odd job to make money, they've created retro games for you to play instead of kind of doing tedious 3D space puzzles and stuff or whatever. It streamlines the game a lot. And while it does cut down on the total playtime, it makes it a much more streamlined and enjoyable experience. I forgot that in this game you get to play as people other than Travis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, so I think I remember, yeah.
You get to play as Shinobu, who mm-hmm. was the second boss in 1. And you get to play as Henry, who was the secret boss in 1, who is your Scottish brother.
Right.
You're right. And the story kind of pokes fun at the absurdity of violence in video games, but also at itself. And it becomes like a fourth wall breaking, self-referential thing that is, while doing the thing, it's making fun of itself.
Yeah.
But it does it with great execution. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really feel like a cop-out like certain things do. Like
yeah.
where I know we've talked about like certain movies and games here where it's like, yeah, if you make fun of the thing, but then you're doing the thing badly, it doesn't really work,
mm-hmm.
right? But this thing makes fun of the thing and then does it well. So I had a lot of fun. So I beat the game and I was like, you know what? I had a ton of fun. I'm going to try and 100% this. So I beat the game on bitter mode. And bitter is...
Bitter mode?
Yeah, so it's mild, sweet, bitter are the difficulties.
Oh.
And so bitter is the one you unlock after you beat the game. And so I went through a new game plus, skipping all of the cutscenes. Obviously, cuts down on time a lot. But the hard mode really exemplifies some of the weaknesses in certain bosses. In that they're just cheap. They're just cheap, dude. Oh my god. I did the there's three phases to the final boss.
Yeah.
I was stuck on the second phase for 3 days.
3 days?
The shit was so hard. Oh my god. Because eventually once you get them down to a certain amount of health, they unlock like a new move set. And if you're not like frame perfect on certain dodges, you just get comboed. And as you get up, you get comboed again because you get hit in your get up animation and they start their attack again. If you delay your get up for too long, the character has a grab move, which just does a shit ton of damage and you have no chance to recover. And then also there's a stage hazard. So if you get comboed near a window in this area you're fighting in, you get sent out the window. It's automatic game over.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely brutal.
Why did you do this?
Because I just enjoyed it the first playthrough so much. I didn't have this much of a problem in the first playthrough, right? And then when I went through the second playthrough, there's like that boss and there's another boss, Destroy Man 2 or New Destroy Man, where you fight him as Shinobu, that is just so annoying. Oh my god. Because Destroy Man in the first game, you defeat him and you like cut him in half. But Destroy Man 2 in this game, you fight him as Shinobu and like each of his split personalities is now a separate person.
Yeah.
The other half of his body is a robot.
Yeah.
So you have to face two Destroy Mans at the same time.
Okay.
And it is an absolute nightmare because one is melee and one is ranged.
Yeah.
And when you fight the ranged one, he just does not stop running away. So it's so slow. But I had a great time with it. I wanted to play it again, and I beat all the mini games. The only thing I didn't do is buy every piece of clothing. Because there's like,
does that get you anything?
No, it just gets you clothing.
Oh,
yeah. But I got all the collectibles. I got the special no jacket. So you're just in a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And got all the beam katanas. Got everything upgraded. I just thoroughly enjoyed it, and the game is such a fucking crazy experience that I would recommend it to anybody. It's so cool.
Cool.
So cool.
So are you going to start 3 now?
Or? I'm going to start 3. I'm going to borrow it from a friend. So the next time we hang out, I'm going to grab that and then I'll start 3. But I just wanted to refresh myself on the ludicrous, insane story of the No More Heroes franchise.
Okay. Wow.
I think Travis Strikes Back is also canon.
Oh, I forgot.
The minigames series.
Yeah,
yeah,
so the, maybe, like, WarioWare one?
Yeah, so maybe I should try that out. Maybe I'll borrow
both.
Wait,
you didn't play that?
Nope.
Oh.
I did not.
For some reason, I thought you would have.
I thought it would have went on sale, like, right quick, and then it didn't.
And then it's gone.
And now I just
don't have it.
I just don't have it.
Oh, that's shit.
So now you got to find it somewhere, like at a game, like a used game store or something.
Okay.
But yeah, those are the new things. In my week, I started a new manga series, but I've only been one chapter in. So
yeah.
I'll talk about that next week.
Okay. Cool.
And what about you?
Well, you were talking about the Batman, and my girlfriend had the same problem as your mom, where she thought it was too dark.
Yeah.
Tonally and visually.
It is very dark.
She was like, why is it so dark? It was so hard to see stuff. I'm like,
it's Batman.
I'm like, okay, fair enough. I can't argue that.
And then when a headlight comes on, you're like, oh, my eyeballs.
Yeah, she's like, it's always raining. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's true.
That's kind of like what Batman does.
Yeah. Anyways, so I was like, and then she told me she didn't actually know the story of Batman.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, so this movie must have been very confusing for you.
Because they don't talk about the backstory.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. And she's like, nah, I mean, like, he's a Batman. And I'm like,
no.
Yeah, I guess, sure.
Okay.
She's like, yeah, he has a car. And I'm like, yeah.
That the Batmobile in this movie, so sick.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So I was like, okay, fine. I took you through the entire Marvel run. I will show you the Nolan Batman movies.
Okay.
So we watched Batman Begins and The Dark Knight.
Not 3?
We didn't have time.
Okay.
And those movies are still excellent. I still think
Batman Begins is probably still my favorite of the three.
Really? Liam Neeson ninjas?
Hell yeah. Oh my
god.
Parlor tricks? Come on.
Where's the Lazarus pit, dude?
Come on. You gonna kill me? No, but I don't have to save you. Damn.
Savage.
And that one has Cillian Murphy as the Scarecrow.
Oh yeah.
That was wicked. That one is wicked. Geez, that movie's from 2005, and boy, does it look like it.
Really?
Like, in my head, movies don't age. But man, when you put them on, it's like, this movie is old. Like, geez, like, it's almost, it's coming up on 20 years.
You gotta go back and watch, like, Spaceballs again. It's just from, like, the
70s. No, I know. Like, it's old. But the thing is, like, I put in the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Right? And I put it on the TV, and I'm like, why does it look like old? I thought Blu-rays looked good. What the hell happened?
Time happened.
Yeah. That said, like, I put in the Dark Knight Blu-ray and, like, it looked way better. I think because they used IMAX cameras for that movie. So I'm expecting the last one to look better. But, yeah, no. I still, yeah, definitely for sure. Those two movies are probably better movies than The Batman. Mm-hmm. But they're also more easily understood, I would say. Right? They're fun. They're a bit more fun.
Straightforward.
Yeah, and they're fun. They're fun, and
Is the second one fun?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Okay.
Like, it's got its problems. Yeah. Or not problems, but it's got its, like, dark make this moments.
Disappear.
Yeah, but, like, that's kind of funny.
Killed that guy.
Like, the only part that wasn't funny is when someone died.
All right.
Like, some girl died. And then I totally forgot that Rachel was recast in the second movie.
Was she?
They went from Katie Holmes to Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what the F happened here?
That's an upgrade.
No.
Yeah, that's an upgrade.
No,
I think Maggie Gyllenhaal's hot.
I think she looks like she's a melting old woman.
Katie who?
Holmes.
Holmes. Yeah, it's an upgrade.
Like, Katie Holmes today? No, absolutely not. But Katie Holmes back then from Dawson's Creek?
Yeah.
Way hotter than Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal's hot.
No, she's not. Yeah, she looks like a melting old woman.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Her brother's hotter.
Listen, we're not. That's not up for debate.
Listen, there's only one Gyllenhaal in this podcast. It was by Jake. All right.
And he played Nightcrawler, and that shit was great.
Exactly. Yeah, so those movies are cool. Had fun doing that. But this week, I don't really have much to update. Like, I was off of work this week, and I didn't actually have time to play games or watch anime. Otherwise, yeah.
You didn't start Pokemon Arceus?
No, I didn't even touch Elden Ring.
Damn.
And honestly, the further and further away I get from Elden Ring, the harder it is for me to pick it back up.
Why?
Because I, like I said this last time, like, I'm too motivated by narrative, and that game has
no direct narrative.
Like, it's the gameplay loop is find dungeon, get weapon, get level, up, go.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Like, and it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's not bad. But it's also kind of janky.
Dude, let's go back and play your baby games. All right?
Sure, I will.
Your baby Uncharted games.
I will. All right. And I will enjoy them.
Okay.
It's
for real gamers only. Don't disturb me. I'm gaming. All right. Wow. I'm going to get you one of those. I'm going to get you, like, a doorstop.
I had that for a long time.
Oh, my God. You did.
I think it was NVIDIA.
That's disgusting.
Somebody gave it to me, and, like, they put it on my door.
And I never took it off. Don't disturb me.
Yeah, I forget who got me that, but
gross.
Yeah, that's it for us this week. You know what? If you're in Canada, if you're in Ontario,
mm-hmm.
Have a look out there. This is the first year that Toronto, specifically in Ottawa, are getting Canada's first ever Filipino restaurant month. So go have your Filipino food.
Why would you even do that? Why would you even say that?
Why would I say that?
Yeah.
Because listen, just because I'm not a fan doesn't mean...
You hate Filipinos.
I do.
You hate Filipinos.
Well, let's not be too hasty. So go have some of that peanut butter beef oxtail. And
that's a lot of things in that sentence.
Well, you don't like that?
Peanut butter beef oxtail.
You don't like that?
Interesting.
No?
I've had ox tongue. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but have you had it dipped in peanut butter?
No, I always skip on the peanut butter sauce when we go to Korean barbecue.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's okay.
Wow.
I think the peanut butter overpowers everything else.
I thought you were Asian.
I'm not. Listen, if they had some marinara.
No, you would not put marinara on your
some
beef.
Get some galbi. Get no, a little dip of marinara. You know?
Hold on.
Get some pepperoni.
No, you would not. You would not.
Just like mom used to make.
Oh, no. Oh, you would not. Disgusting.
Terrible.
Bye.